and welcome to this week's podcast, showcasing the work that the Western Schools Federation have been working on in our curriculum. My name is Miss Popham, and I am the P for C, which is Philosophy for Children leader.
And my name is Mr. Wiltshire, and I'm the head teacher. The children acquire new knowledge and they are reminded of the knowledge that they need to retain and remember, and we make sure that they enlarge their vocabulary as they go. Miss Popham, could you just talk to us about what does progression look like from year R right through to year six?
Absolutely. So in P4C, we focus on four key skills. So being critical, getting the children to really think about their reasoning skills. Being collaborative, we want to promote teamwork through P4C. Being caring, which links to our core value of respect. And also we want the children to have the freedom to be creative as well. So those are the sort of four skills that we progress with as we go through the school. We also have a progression of vocabulary as we do through the other subjects, which allows the children to really, you know, progress their discussion skills as they go through the school.
We have got some children from Western Shore Infant School. Who have we got with us?
My name is Eileen and I'm from Leicester Park.
Oh, amazing, Eileen. You're from Western Shore. But you are from... What class are you in? Are you in year... Nearly. You are not far. I can tell that you are not far from year four, but you're in year R at the moment. Who's your teacher at the moment?
Miss Popham.
Miss Popham's your teacher. Who else have we got with us?
Peaches.
We've got Peaches. Peaches, what school do you go to?
Western Shore.
Who's your teacher?
Miss Popham.
Oh, there's a theme here. And who else have we got with us? What's your name?
Daniela.
What school do you go to, Daniela?
Western Shore.
Yeah, Western Shore. And your teacher, by a curious coincidence, is also...
Miss Popham.
Okay, so can you remember what are some of the skills that we learn in P4C?
Working
as a team, absolutely. We work together as a team, as a class, don't we?
Thinking what's in our brain.
Oh, absolutely. We use our thinking brains and do some super thinking, don't we? Thinking of new ideas. We're coming up with lots of different ideas, being really creative. And the last one?
Being
a caring friend, absolutely. Right, Daniela, can you remember one of the activities that we've done before in P4C?
Thinking of what's in your brain.
Oh, we did. We had a think about some of the things that might be in a brain. Can you remember any of the things that you thought might be inside our brain?
Maths, things, and lots of things.
Oh, we did. We said that we would have numbers and things in our brains to help us with maths, didn't we? Well remembered. And we were practicing being caring when we did that, weren't we? Can you remember how we show really good listening and how we're caring to our friends when it's their turn to speak? What do we need to remember to do?
Look in.
Well, you need to look at them, don't you? So looking at the speaker was one of the things that we practiced to show super listening. Well remembered. Okay, Peaches, can you talk about one of the other things that we've done in P4C?
We did the tambourine game.
We do. We absolutely play games to work together as a team. What did we talk about here if we wanted to be... Friends with a computer. And we've talked about how to be safe on computers and online before, haven't we? So do you remember who you speak to if you see something that makes you worried on your tablet or your computer?
An adult.
You talk to a trusted adult, don't you? So you've got trusted adults at school and trusted adults at home as well that you can talk to about being safe. Did you remember if you wanted to be friends with the computer? Did you? Why did you want to be friends with the computer?
Because I can play with them.
Oh, because you could play with them. So maybe some of the computer games that you like to play. That's a good idea. Miley, what did we talk about in this P for C session?
If you want the monster to come to school.
If you wanted the monster to come to school. And we practiced our critical thinking in this one, so having our own ideas about what we would do with the monster. Can you remember whether you wanted him to come to school?
Yes.
Yes, why did you want him to come to school?
I can play with him.
Oh, because you could play with him. What would you play with a monster if he came to school? You would do some building with him, would you? Okay, do you remember we talked about what if the monster was really big or really small, didn't we? Would you want a really big or a really small monster to come to school? A smaller one. I think he'd be a bit easier to look after if he was a small monster, wouldn't he? But we've been getting much better at sharing our ideas, haven't we?
Did you do a vote, Ailey? What's this vote? Do you know what that's about? Did you do a class vote, do you think, Miss Popham? What
we
happened
did.
There?
So, what did we... We stood up if we...
Want the monster to come.
Want the monster to come. And what about the people that stayed sat down?
They don't want the monster to come to school.
They didn't want the monster to come to school, did they? So we did a vote at the beginning and another vote at the end. And lots of people changed their mind after our discussion, didn't they? And thought, actually, what didn't they want?
No.
No, they didn't want the monster to come. Thank you for listening, and we hope this has helped you learn a little bit more about what our children learn during Philosophy for Children.